Welcome back to the Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And on this episode, I want to talk about dating. You guys, I'm actually really excited about dating. I feel like I'm in such a good place in my life, like mentally, emotionally, physically, like financially. So it's just like, for me, I feel like all my ducks are in a row and everything is just working out in my favor. I feel like it took me a long time to get to this point. And I really wanted to become the person that I would want to date. And I just be like, oh, I love me so much. And I feel like having that feeling, it makes it also easier to date too. Because when I tell you, it's just so easy for me to just like cut some shit off. Because, oh my God, some of these guys be really trying it. They'll be really disrespectful. And I don't know what type of woman that they are used to dealing with. But I really feel like it's a finesse, you know. They'll try to make you feel like you have to do this or you have to do that. Or I'm not going to make you my girlfriend. Like, I was dating this one guy. And he was like, he will always be like, if you want to be my girl, if you want to be my wife. And it's almost as if it's like this thing that like certain men will try to like hold over your head. And when I tell you, baby, I don't want to be your girlfriend. I don't want to be your wife. It's plenty more fish in the sea, okay? I just feel like where I work at now, I just run across so many different types of guys and men and even where I live. And I do not feel like it's a shortage of men. And I do not feel like I'm so hooked on one person. Because, I mean, I did like the guy a lot, but I'm not so hooked on one person that I'm going to change who I am as a person or go against my own, you know, morals or values. Like, I have integrity, I have dignity, I'm not doing certain shit. It's just not happening. So I feel like dating for me is so much easier because I'm not putting so much behind it, and because I feel like people make it seem like you're supposed to meet a guy, and if he don't make you his girlfriend or ask you to be his girlfriend at this time or this day, then you need to move on, or he doesn't like you, or he might be seeing someone else. And when I say, if I choose to take it that far to get into a relationship with someone, it's not just their choice. I had to tell a guy I was dating, I had to let him know, like, a relationship is not just your choice. That is a mutual decision between the two of us, you know? And he kind of was just like, oh. That's all he said, was just like, oh. Because I think a lot of guys are really used to it being like their decision. Like, and it's not just your decision. It's a mutual decision. And I feel like ideally I would want to know somebody for a year before I get into a relationship with them. And the reason why I would want to know them for a year is because people be pretending, and not just men, women do it too. Like, I'll meet a guy and he'll say he has everything in common with me. Whatever I like, oh, he likes too. He likes everything I like, you know? And then once we start to get more serious with dating, come to find out, I'm putting on certain TV shows because I'm like, oh yeah, we both like this show. It's a new season. We're watching together. I don't want to watch this. I'm like, oh. He says he likes tea. So I'm making him a cup of tea. I'm having my tea and I'm making him a cup of tea. And I don't want to drink this. He clearly don't want to drink it. He's trying to take little sips out of it, but he clearly does not like it and does not want to drink it. So sometimes people will pretend to be somebody they not. And then once you like really get to know them, you'll be like, oh my God, we have nothing in common. Like, our common grounds were these things. And I wish I could be like, oh my gosh, I like you so much, so I'm just going to look past that you lied about all this stuff. Because it's just like, no, we don't have anything in common anymore. Like, we no longer have anything in common because you were lying, you know? And I feel like some people can be very manipulative, especially when they're sitting back and they're watching you on social media. Like, because whenever I go out and I meet people or like meet guys, I never give them my phone number. I let them add me on Instagram. So they'll sit back and they'll be watching all my stories and everything that I'm doing. And so it kind of gives them like a sense of who you are, and they kind of play their role. So I just feel like more of the story, it takes longer than a couple of months to get to know someone. I dated someone and he was hiding the fact that he had like a drinking problem for like almost a year and a half. And I started to get suspicious, you know, with his like behavior patterns and just, you know, things wasn't adding up. And I would be asking him questions and he was very manipulative. Like he would try to say all the right things or always have an excuse. And it took me a while before I realized like, oh my God, like this man has a problem. Like he has an addiction, you know? And sometimes people hide those things like really, really good, because some people can drink and still function like you and me, and you will never know. And I know because I was one of them. So I know, like, I would be toe up and nobody would even know. They'll wonder why I had one more shot and now I'm like out of it, because I was already drinking. So I feel like the dating pool for me has really opened up since I've done just a lot of growing and a lot of maturing, and I've worked on the way that I carry myself as a woman. I feel like the dating pool has just like opened up, and like so many different types of guys be trying to talk to me, white, black, Asian, like with really good jobs and stuff. I'm at a point where I feel like I'm doing the picking, I'm doing the choosing, you know? Like, and I'm being picky, and I feel like I have a right to be, because guys are so particular about how they want a woman to look and dress and act. And I feel like as women, we sometimes look past a lot of things. If this person looks a certain way, if he has a certain career. And I think if you're at a point in your life where you're like dating for marriage and you're not just like dating for fun and getting out of the house and meeting new people, and you're like dating for marriage, that is something that I feel like you have to work on, being comfortable with asking certain questions and very early on. I know sometimes you don't want to ask certain things or say certain things because you don't want to scare that person away. But you guys, I used to be dating a guy and I really liked him. I thought we could be something serious, and I had no idea that he was in like an atheist, and I wasn't comfortable with that, you know. I'm not comfortable with that. I feel like I don't care if we don't have the same religious belief, but I feel like you should be believing in something. Or because even if you just believe in the universe, you know, like, he was just one of those people like, oh, we were just put on this earth to have babies and reproduce, and like really strict. And I just kind of felt like I'm so much more than a baby maker. I'm more than that. Like, so you really got to ask like those hard hitting questions when you're looking to like get married to somebody. Because how did I talk to him for that long and had no idea that he was just like, he was an atheist. And then some of the stuff that he did like and believe in, it looked very like demonic, you know? And when I told him that, he was just like, oh yeah, someone else told me this too. Like he wanted to get a tattoo on him and it was like with horns, like a devil. And I thought that was, I didn't like that. But I definitely think that if you're dating for marriage, you got to take your time to really get to know the person And also make sure you guys have the same values and beliefs. I think that that's important. Like, character is so important when you're actually dating to marry and not just having fun. Like, when I'm just having fun, I want somebody fun, you know? I want somebody that's a good time, that's lighthearted, that, you know, like, it's nothing too serious. Like, if you're in financial ruin, but you still want to take me out, I'm like, great, let's go. But it's like, if I'm looking for a partner to marry, I'm like, are you financially stable? Like, do you have an education? Do you have a career? Do you have a plan A? Do you have a plan B? Are you saving for retirement? What in life brings you happiness? Do you have hobbies? Do you have goals? Like, I need to know all of these things. Like, when I do feel like I'm kind of in the in-between space of like dating just for fun and then dating for a marriage. I want a man that can be a leader, you know? Like, I need someone who can take the lead. I am not a strong black woman. I am actually a Dandel in distress. And I need someone that, if they don't know, they're willing to try and find out, you know? I see so many women and they're like, have to make all these like financial decisions in their household and call all the shots and this and that. And it's like, I really want a man that, if you don't know, you're making friends with people who do know, you know? And you're figuring out how to buy that house. You're figuring out how much money you need to save. You're figuring out good life insurance policies, and you're figuring out how to put your student loan on a payment plan and what's the quickest way to pay off your debt. Like, I'm not trying to guide someone, you know? I want my opinion to matter, and I want to have a say so in my household, of course, and I want them to value and respect my wants and needs and my boundaries. But I also want someone who can take the initiative. And like I said, if you don't know, you're trying to figure it out. I'm not with all the get rich quick schemes. I'm not with all, you know, you only live once and just taking crazy risks. Like, I'm okay with taking risks. I'm okay with trying to experience a life, because you do only live once. But I'm not living my life on the edge, like, and I'm not, and I'm cautious about who I have around me and who I bring into my life. Like, I want children. I want someone that's going to be a good example for my kids, give my kids good advice, you know, not just watch the kids when I go to work, but can go and take the kids out and go to the grocery store and go to the movies, take the kids to the park, and it's just them. Like, I don't have to be in attendance. Like, I want someone to be active and present and have like a real desire to be a father. I feel like I want to keep my options open, you know, because it's so many men. How am I supposed to just pick one? Like, I can't lie. I'll be lying if I say I don't like all the little extra attention that I be getting. I would be a liar. I do like some of the extra attention. You know, it's some really great men out there. I think it depends on your environment and your setting and who you're around. Because, oh my God, it's some really great guys who are really polite. They're really genuine. They're really, you know, and maybe you might be overlooking them. Or maybe you're just not in the right setting, not with the right group of friends. Elevating yourself can help you meet new people and be around people that you feel like are like-minded, have the same type of goals and want the same thing out of life. I'm a firm believer in that. And I feel like changing my environment and just working on who I was as a person, it has opened up so many opportunities for myself. And I am looking forward to dating, especially this summer. I'm excited. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl, and I will see you guys next time.